Welcome to Bayou Business Download, a podcast from the Greater Houston Partnership, where we dive into the data and analytics influencing the region's economy. I'm your host, Brina Morales. Today is Thursday, June 1st, and we're joined by Partnership Chief Economist Patrick Jankowski. On today's episode, we're talking about the housing market. Patrick, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on again, and thank you everybody out there who's listening.
All right, Patrick, so you've mentioned you're noticing signs that the market is starting to stabilize. So let's start off with inventory.
Okay, one thing, we're entering the prime home buying season in Houston. That starts late spring and goes into to midsummer. Prime home buying season because people like to get into a new house, a new place to live prior to school starting. And we're entering the prime home buying season with roughly 20,000 single family homes on the market. Those are existing homes. It's much improved over this time last year. This time last year, there were only about 12,000 single-family homes on the market. This time last year, the market was the tightest I've ever seen it in my 40-year career as an economist. But I see it moving in the right direction. I see it moving to where the market is starting to adjust and return to normal or to a new normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the market is moving. At least the inventory is starting to move in the right direction, too.
Yes. When I throw out a big number like that, and I say 20,000 single-family homes, for some people that doesn't mean anything. It's just a number. But let me put that in perspective. There's something referred to as months of inventory, meaning at the current pace at which we're selling homes, how long will that inventory last? When will we exhaust the inventory? Right now, we have 2.7 months supply of housing, existing housing on the market. This time last year, we only had 1.3 months of housing, 1.3 months of inventory. So we're moving in the right direction. Ideally, we want to have over 4 months of inventory. Mm-hmm. One time we thought 6 months was ideal, but I think 6 months is way too high now considering how buying cycles are shortened because of the internet. Mm-hmm. But if we get closer to 4 months and we are moving in that direction, it becomes more balanced for a market for both buyers and sellers. Okay. I throw that out there that we have 2.7 months worth of inventory. We've actually seen as high as 8 months of inventory if you go back to the 80s. When no one was buying a house or selling a house because of the problems. And back in March of last year, inventory got down to 1.1 months. So you can see we went from 1.1 months of inventory to 2.7 months. So you can definitely see that we're heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And so I know you look at another metric, and that's days on the market. So what are you seeing there?
That may be favorable more to give it some insight to someone's trying to sell a home. This time last year, a new listing might be on the market 34 days before it goes from being listed to closing. Now it's gone up to 55 days. Mm-hmm. That's getting pretty close to where the long-term average is. The long-term average is between 55 and 60. So once again, it's another sign that we are returning to a normal pace of activity, not necessarily normal price level, but a normal pace of sales.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about prices? What are you seeing there?
Oh, gosh, prices. That's what everyone wants to know about. They don't care how many houses are out there. They want to know how much they have to pay for it. We are starting to see some stability there. You know, during the very craziest part of the selling binge that we had a year ago, we're seeing prices escalate at the rate of 15 to 16% a year. It's since come down, and we're only seeing a price escalation of about 6% a year. But the long-term average is between 3 and 4%. So we're still seeing that price escalation, but not quite at the same rate. So that kind of gives you some idea of this normalization. You know, that said, even though prices are escalating, they are down just a little bit from where we saw them earlier in the year, which is a good sign. It's a sign that the economy or the housing part of the economy is stabilizing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put this a little bit in historical perspective.
Okay.
In April of 2023, most recent month for which we have data, the median price for a single-family home, an existing single-family home, sold in Houston was $331,000. That's down from $343,000 a year ago. But if you look back to where we were back in 2018, median price home was $240,000. So we're looking at, over the last 5 years, the price of a home going up roughly $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Really has affected a lot of families' budgets. That's one of the reasons why we're concerned about affordability. That's one of the reasons, one of the things which has slowed down the housing market. Now, let's go back to that 250,000 home, which was the median priced home. And back then, you could get it at a 3% 30-year interest rate. And so your monthly payment, this is without all the other things, just your basic monthly payment was $1,300. Mm-hmm. Now that same median priced home is $331,000. The best you can probably get is a 6%, 6.5% interest rate. You're going to be paying close to $2,300 a month. So you can see the monthly note has gone up over the last 5 years between $900 and $1,000. And unfortunately, that has priced a lot of families out of the market. That's one of the things, you know, supply and demand kicks in. The cost goes up, whether it's the sticker price or whether it's mm-hmm. the monthly cost, and fewer families can afford to buy a home, and you start to see more inventory on the market and things mm-hmm. start to balance out.
Okay. So future economic conditions. We all know, like you mentioned, that there are some concerns.
Right now, I know that people are concerned about the economy. They're worried about whether the debt ceiling will be lifted. They hear about bank failures. They hear about inflation is still out there and the Fed's going to have to raise interest rates again. They read about all these tech layoffs. But the U.S. economy is still fairly sound. The job numbers came out for openings, and the number of job openings actually went up last month, then went down. So the U.S. economy is not as in bad shape as a lot of us are led to believe, which people should take that into consideration when they're worried about buying a house.
Mm-hmm. All right, Patrick, before we continue, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our Bayou Business Download sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for making today's podcast possible. Learn more about Fifth Third Bank and the services they provide at 53.com. That's the numbers 53.com. Although inventory is moving in the right direction, Patrick, you're noticing a new headwind starting to impact the sales of existing homes. Can you expand on that?
Now, there's a concern out there that we're not going to be able to get the listings of existing homes up to where we'd like to see them because owners are reluctant to sell. And they're reluctant to sell because anybody who bought a house between 2013 and 2021 probably got in at an interest rate of less than 5%. And if they're lucky, they got in at an interest rate of less than 4%. And that's 4% on a house with a much lower value. Right now, if you're lucky, you could get an interest rate somewhere between 6.5%. And so if anybody sells their home now, one, they're going to have to buy a house which is a lot more expensive. And the other thing is their interest rate's going to be higher. So we're finding a lot of families, a lot of homeowners, a lot of households out there are deciding just to stay where they are rather than sell their house. And that's one thing which has been kind of limiting supply.
You know, we talked about existing home sales, but that's not the only thing. What's going on with new home sales?
New home sales are holding up fairly well. And that's nice to see. Houston has always been a place where builders have been able to find a way to hit the sweet spot and build a house that Houstonians can afford. Right now, the median price for a brand new home built in the Houston area, the median price is about $350,000. And it's interesting because that median price, if you remember, I told you the median price mm-hmm. of an existing home was $331,000. Mm-hmm. So the home builders know what they're competing against, and they are trying to make sure that whatever they build, which is new, can compete with the existing housing stock. You know, one thing, though, you need to think about when you're buying a new home, those are actually tend to be further out because the land's more affordable. And if you look at it, the listings are some of the most affordable places are, unfortunately, are much further out. Places like Hockley and Fulshear and New Caney and Sealy. But they're also brand new mm-hmm. and they're tend to be in some sort of master plan community. And the other thing, even though that house is $352,000 in median price, and actually it's going to be much lower than that, the developers are often willing to offer some sort of incentive. They may offer you an upgrade on some of your finishes, or they may buy down your interest rate to make it more affordable. You know, I keep on talking about affordability. Houston remains the most or one of the most affordable housing markets in the U.S., but for those of us who have lived here for a long time, it's not as affordable as it once was. Mm-hmm. Houston Association of Realtors released a study a couple of weeks back, and they found that only 42% of the households in the Houston region make the minimum annual income of about $90,000 to afford the median priced home. And that 42%, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, it was more like 70%. Mm-hmm. That is a challenge that we're facing, but just in Houston, we're facing nationwide is affordable housing and a way to get people into single family homes if that's what they prefer.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another option if, you know, they're being priced out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's an option that I embraced when I was in college in my early marriage years. And it's an option a lot of people prefer, and that's renting an apartment. Mm-hmm. And there are, God, there are over 700,000 apartment units in the Houston region. So there are plenty of options, but shall we talk about the one that's probably the most pertinent, the Class A market?
Yes.
Okay, right now, and this is a concern, I've talked about it before, and I've actually written about it in the newsletter, is I am concerned about overbuilding in the multifamily, the apartment market. It's a concern. Actually, it's a concern for the developers. It's a concern for the builders. It's not as much a concern for renter. But to give you some idea, last year in the Houston market, in the Houston region, we opened 19,500 brand new Class A apartments. We only absorbed about 11,500. So we put 8,000 more apartments on the market than we could reasonably absorb. Well, we haven't stopped either. And right now, I checked just before we did this podcast, there are 22,000 apartment units under construction right now, and another 31,000 proposed. So while in single family housing, we're dealing with maybe an undersupply, and multifamily housing, we're dealing with an oversupply. So it provides an option for those out there who either can't afford the note or haven't been able to save up that 10% down payment. You know, 10% on the $300,000 is $30,000. That's hard for some families to get. But it also gives you a lot of flexibility, a lot of mobility. You know, I talk about overbuilding and the impact. We're already starting to see it in rents. The average Class A rent over the last 12 months has only gone up 1%.
Wow.
Remember I told you at one time single family houses were going up 15, 16%. They've gone up about over 6%. I mean, to think about that, that's essentially flat. I mean, if it's 1%,
yeah,
I might as well say that's probably a rounding error. Someone's made a mistake in their math.
Calculator. Yeah.
I didn't make a mistake. It's the person who put the data in the database. Class B, which is not quite as nice as a Class A, but still pretty decent, it rents only up 2.3% over the last 12 months.
Okay.
So it is offering an option to someone who can't afford a house, who just doesn't have the down payment yet, or who wants to wait and see if the market's going to stabilize a little bit.
And of course, the big question is always, is now the time to buy a house?
Is now the right time to buy a house? I've got an easy answer for that. If you find a house that you are absolutely in love with, you love the backyard, you love the landscape, you love the neighborhood, you should buy then. That's the right time to buy a house. If you're driving around and you find a neighborhood and you love the schools and you love the amenities and you love the trees, you love everything about it, now's the right time to buy a house. If you wait for interest rates, if you wait constantly for prices, you'll never buy.
Yeah.
It should be made based on, is this the place I want to live? Can me and my family be happy here? That's the right time to buy a house.
All right, Patrick.
Brenda, thank you again for talking with me. Let you know that I'm not in the market for a house, but I may be in the market for a new truck in a couple months. But we're going to put that on hold.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. And that's it for this episode of Bayou Business Download. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. You can do so via your favorite podcasting platform or by visiting the podcast page at houston.org. There, you will also find links to recent data and news updates, and learn how you can get more involved in the partnership's work to make a difference in Houston. A special thanks again to our sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for helping make this podcast possible. And thanks again to you for listening to Bayou Business Download.